People on the Wisconsin BirdNet have been discussing restricting birding to more geographically limited areas to conserve fuel. A few people are mainly concerned about saving money with high gas prices, but more and more people are concerned about squandering oil now that world oil supplies are dwindling. Every drop we burn up is a drop that won't be available for our children and grandchildren. And looking at the toxic gumbo in New Orleans, where there have been a great many serious oil spills associated with Katrina, and looking at the many northern seabirds that have had virtually zero success breeding in the past 2 or 3 years as warmer waters have made changes limiting their food resources, more people are starting to see how our dependence on oil is impacting the environment. As in the 1970s, when Richard Nixon's administration lowered the speed limit to 55 to conserve fuel, right when gas lines and prices were making squandering less convenient anyway, we're reaching a point in history where conservation measures may become more popular again. Birding tends to be a fuel-intensive hobby, with many people hopping in their cars and driving off at the first rumor of a rare bird. Competitive big days and big years are, of course, the worst, because people must cover as much ground as possible to get to enough habitats to see more species than anyone else. Wisconsin birders are now talking about encouraging people to conduct county rather than statewide big years. That works for many people, but depending on how it's done, county big days can actually exacerbate oil consumption among birders who want to see their name atop as many lists as possible. Minnesota has long published a list of the birders who have seen over 300 birds in the state. When they started encouraging people who'd seen over 200 birds in any given county to submit their totals too, originally pressed by people who wanted birders to conserve fuel by staying closer to home, a lot of birders set seeing 200 species in every single county as their new goal, ironically exacerbating the pressure on birders to burn more fuel. And now, unfortunately, a lot of birders drive SUVs so they can negotiate the worst unimproved roads. I have a Prius which has a very low clearance and just doesn't work well on badly rutted dirt roads, but I figure with the amount of money I save on my day-to-day driving, I could always rent an SUV if I were going to go birding on a really bad road. As it turns out, though, there really aren't that many places where my car isn't perfectly serviceable. William Mueller, the conservation chair of the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology, notes that the Illinois Ornithological Society publishes an annual Lister's Corner that includes people's sight life lists, which of course many people already keep, like their backyard lists, sight big years, and their tally of lists for areas limited to sites greater than 3 square miles, sites 1 to 3 square miles, and sites less than 1 square mile. Bill suggests that it would be an interesting challenge, as well as an ecologically sound effort, to attempt some big days and big years in 2006 based on some of these categories. Every year, Duluth's Hawk Ridge raises money by hosting a birdathon, a day in May when birders try to see as many birds as possible in St. Louis County. Of course, this county is larger than the 4 smallest states, and so most groups use a lot of gas, zipping from the Saxim Bog to the Floodwood sewage ponds to the many hot spots in Duluth to every other place a rare bird has shown up in the week before. But one of our teams, which is always in the top 10 and often very high up, does their entire route on bicycles, which does limit their coverage, but with careful planning, they always manage to get to enough habitats to be competitive. Not only does this group minimize their use of fuel, but they also get to call themselves the coolest name of any birding team. They're the Pedal Pishers. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.